Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Families that still don't have a home a year and a half after Hurricane Ida are being kicked out of their hotel in Lower Manhattan. The city says it will no longer foot the bill. WCBS's Steve Burns is with us from Lower Manhattan. So, Steve, what will be happening to these families?
Still an open question for a lot of them. Some of them might go to a relative. They might go into the city shelter system. I talked with an attorney who said her client actually slept on the subways overnight because he fears for his safety in the shelters. So it's really all over the place for these 70 or so families that have been staying at the Millennium Hotel right across from the World Trade Center for the last few months. In a lot of cases, it's the second or third hotel the city's put them in since their homes were destroyed in Hurricane Ida. Up until the end of last year, these hotel stays had been getting funded by FEMA. That funding ran out. The city started footing the bill, but now it's basically telling them that time's up. I've been texting with one man who is getting kicked out. He actually told me that he's too emotional to speak to me in person, but he said he was locked out of his hotel room over the weekend. He's been trying to get back inside to get his stuff, but nobody from the city is getting back to him, and he's not sure at this point if he will ever get his belongings back.
Well, Steve, it's been a year and a half since Ida. Why haven't these folks been able to find housing somewhere in all that time?
Yeah, you know, it's a multitude of factors, basically starting with these families might be some of the neediest, whether it's a senior or someone who's disabled. They might have kids. Not every apartment is going to work for them. Add into that that a lot of them are low income. They may be facing some form of housing discrimination. It is illegal, but, you know, folks at the Legal Aid Society say it still happens all the time where a landlord might see that you make a certain amount of money or you want to use a voucher to help pay your rent, and then you get shut down. I talked with a local council member here, Christopher Marte. He told me these people, you know, they have jobs, they work hard, they're not trying to freeload off the city. But in a city with a housing crisis, with already limited options, finding a new place to live for a lot of folks is much easier said than done.
Have we heard anything from the city about why these hotel stays have to come to an end now?
That is one of the key questions here, and we don't really have a clear answer from the city about, you know, why now. We did get a statement from an unnamed spokesperson at the City Department of Housing Preservation and Development saying they will continue working with these families. Nobody will have to fend for themselves. But, you know, talking with advocates and the local elected officials here, they say that is exactly what's ended up happening.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns in Lower Manhattan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.